WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump's border czar visiting Texas as reports surface about how the new administration plans to deal with so-called sanctuary cities.
Donald Trump is doubling down on his plan for mass deportations. We're learning this morning that his advisors are discussing a plan to strip federal resources from Democratic-run cities if they refuse to work with the administration on deporting undocumented immigrants.
That reporting from the Washington Post, according to ABC's Selena Wang at Mar-a-Lago. A U.S. brokered ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel appears to be holding several hours after it was signed. People began returning to neighborhoods in southern Lebanon as Israeli troops began withdrawing from the same areas. The University of North Carolina Asheville is offering free in-state tuition this spring. It's intended for families who live in sections of the state devastated by Hurricane Helene back in September. UNC Asheville has already spent $30 million on campus repairs. This is ABC News.
This is Max FM News.
This is Dave Grant from the 99.7 Max FM News Center. Baraboo Shared Ride Taxi Service and City Pool were seemingly spared shutting down after the Common Council approved next year's budget Tuesday night. The Common Council initially proposed cutting the city's pool, but it will remain open next year if the community can fundraise to bridge the budget shortfall. Residents said they have already raised $4,000. City officials had also proposed slashing the shared ride taxi, but many community members attended Tuesday's meeting to voice support for it. To save the service, the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation announced it would offer a $50,000 grant to cover about half of the needed funds. St. Clair Foundation Director Julie Randall said the organization wants to help create healthier communities.
This was kind of a make-or-break moment for our taxi service, so to be able to provide some immediate help while we then work to collaborate and create the long-term solution for what this looks like.
The council agreed to accept the grant and pursue funds from state and federal programs. This allows the service to remain open. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center. For more news, visit max.fm.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few flurries or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 37, tonight 22, tomorrow mostly cloudy 31 with more scattered light snow tomorrow night into Friday. Friday will be colder, partly cloudy with a high of 23. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
99.7.
You got too far this time, but I'm dancing on the Valentine. I tell you, somebody's fooling around with my chances on the danger line. I'll cross that bridge when I find it. Another day to make my stand.
80s, 90s, and more.
Nine Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:12 a.m. More music mornings with Emily and Dave. And I can't believe it's already Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. And now, Emily, we're already talking about Black Friday and shopping this weekend. Can you believe it?
I know. It's crazy. I remember when Black Friday was Black Friday, as in you went to a store the day after Thanksgiving and fought with people about deals. Now, I don't remember this personally because I don't do Black Friday. I'm not a huge shopper in general, so that sounds like not a fun way to spend my time. But I know that a lot of people out there really appreciate it. There are insane deals. But now Black Friday deals have been happening for like 2 weeks already, so I'm just confused. Go get a deal if you like that kind of thing. That's awesome. You know, I give you the thumbs up all day on that kind of stuff. Shopping is something that people find joy with, and that's awesome. But how can they extend a day and actually like stretch it out to make it so it's 2 weeks? It's a day. It's Friday. It's supposed to be one day. So anyway, exactly. That's always just something that's got under my skin. Consumerism is wonderful. Let's support our businesses and all that good stuff. But Boy, Amazon and all the, you know, they had their own day, Cyber Monday. Leave that alone.
Yeah, Cyber Monday. Know, but... That'll be Monday, December 3rd. You know, you can go do all that shopping online. And I like the fact, quite honestly, of doing shopping in a little bit of a smaller environment on Black Friday.
Yes.
And I know many of our downtown businesses, including downtown Baraboo, Reedsburg, Portage, Sauk Prairie, they all have special deals on Black Friday. So you can go in and avoid the lines and help some more support those businesses. And then go, oh, Small Business Saturday, some more specials. That is my kind of shopping, not waiting in a line with a lot of people. It's just, some of it's insanity. And you know,
it doesn't feel good to me. Like it feels like the kind of pressury feeling that I don't want to have as part of my holiday experience. And, but I mean, again, people love the competition. They love the like community feeling about like being like out and doing it and having this. It's almost like a, I don't know, like get up and go race. You know, it's kind of like, I think people really enjoy the competition of it and how like kind of wacky it is. So go for it. You know, if that's your thing, like totally go for it. I agree with you, Dave, though. I really like the Small Business Saturday. And I want to take a second actually to shout out to Amanda from Lovely Levins. She has been just a Wonder Woman in assisting us in putting together this Downtown Baraboo Winter Market. So it's very first day ever in existence is Saturday for Small Business Saturday. It will be in the Great Day Building, 502 Oak Street. It goes from 9 a.m. to noon. And if it's okay, I just wanted to rattle off some of the incredible vendors that are going to be there. We just got like a full house out of nowhere. It was so great. So Veggie Emporium, Rogers Pure Honey, Lasting Luster, Twin Willows Antiques, B&D Custom Creations, Breads and Spreads, Mel's Crafty Creations, Tikva Farm, Lovely Levins, of course, Sweet Pea Sun Catchers, Jam and Grandma, Forever Aloe, Crafting for Taylor, and With Roots and Everything. So that's, you know, those are the ones that are going to be there just this Saturday, the 30th. And then every Saturday after that, we've got a Facebook page. It's called Downtown Baraboo Winter Market. Just search for that. It'll pop up. And there will be, you know, a resurgence of some of these same vendors that you see on the outdoor farmer market, some new ones, and then mix up of all the different ones then future Saturdays. So there is just, I am astounded and so pleased with the community and fellowship of these small businesses and these vendors, and they just jumped all over this idea. And honestly, it's just a community of people coming together and making this work in the building. So we are so happy to share our space with them. So go check them out this Saturday, November 30th. Check out the Facebook page to see which vendors will be there. 502 Oak, 9 a.m. to noon. Go support your small businesses this Saturday. And then on the Facebook page, it tells you which other Saturdays are coming up. It's basically every month, but not doesn't fall on the same Saturday per month. So you can see what those dates are on Facebook. So go check it out and support. And it's a brand new thing. So it's super exciting. Okay. Thank you for letting me plug that.
Yeah, it's exciting. That's happening this weekend downtown Baraboo. So again, Black Friday specials in downtown Baraboo, and then also Small Business Saturday. And we know Black Friday is here. And if you've been waiting to do your holiday shopping, you're not alone.
Yes, this is true. Yes.
A poll asked people.
Oh, look at us in tandem. Yeah, what type of holiday shopper they are. Yeah, I'll take these first couple of lines and you fill in then. The four choices were, are you a bargain hunter? Are you an early bird? Are you a last minute? Or are you a year round? So before we get into the stats, Dave, what are you?
Well, and so I used to be last minute. We're talking the Christmas Eve day at my professional job. I used to do my Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve day because I was single. I didn't have to worry about doing a whole lot of shopping, and I would go literally Christmas Eve day, go grab the gifts, and I was done. As I've gotten a little bit older and wiser, I try to get it done ahead of time. So how about you? What kind of shopper are you?
So long ago, again, like kind of like that, when I was younger, I was not Christmas Eve day. I didn't care. Like, again, I don't like that feeling of like stress around shopping. I like to be a little bit more intentional about it, but I did wait more to the last minute. So probably, you know, around the 20th is when I'd kind of start taking care of business. But nowadays, as you said, older and wiser, and just more people in my life too, that it's really important to like be thoughtful about what I'm getting them. I don't like that feeling of just like grab a bunch of stuff, because that's not really what we're about. You know, I want to be thoughtful and intentional about gifts, but I also want to make sure that people, you know, that you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself to get the perfect gift. So I say, I usually, and with the advent of being able to shop online, I do have to say, I do like that. So I say probably like the 2 weeks before is where I'm at. So I kind of am a mixture. I don't know. My grandma used to shop all year round. She was one of those. My husband's like that too. I need to like have the spirit, because I feel like if I just started buying stuff for people, then it would just be overboard. So yeah, I would say 2 to 3 weeks. So after Thanksgiving, I start to really put some thought into it and make a good list.
And that makes sense. And now the types holiday shoppers, number one was 40% are bargain hunters. You prioritize deals and promos like Black Friday, you know, so a lot of people do that. And then Emily, what was number two on this list?
So number two says that 27% are early birds. They defined it as people who finish their shopping at least 1 month in advance. So I don't think I fit into that category either. Somewhere in between. Number three said, 16% are last minute shoppers, people who buy most of their gifts in the last few days. So we don't fit in that one either. And what's the last stat and there?
16% are year round gatherers, people who spread it out and buy presents throughout the year. And so my lovely wife is more along that route, and she does kind of get some ideas, sees things. And then, you know, she's already started. Me, no, I need to go start. I have a couple of things here now as I think about it. But it's one of those, it just depends on what you see, or all of a sudden you have that spontaneity of an idea and you try to remember those things, or remember things that you saw when you were downtown. And that's what's going through my head is, what did she go? Oh, I like those things. And so, probably will be out soon-ish.
And it's hard. Like, you have, you know, people that mention things that they need or that they like, but it's at a different time of the year. You're not really thinking about holiday shopping. So it is, I mean, that's when you just bust out your little notepad or get your, you know, in everybody's phones, they have those little, you know, that little app for notes, and just kind of take a little bit of time to kind of try to remember those. I do that throughout the year. I do have to say, I don't necessarily go buy the stuff, but I try to start kind of a list, a working list, within a few months before the holidays. So I, you know, it's hard. There's some people out there that are so easy to shop for. I'm one of them. I like everything. Everyone knows my favorite color is, you know, I don't find it. I wish that I was shopping for myself because I like everything. Then there's some other people who don't like everything. They're very particular and they are bargain shoppers. So for you to go buy them something, you know, they're just going to go find it a better deal for it and something they like better on their own. So sometimes they get gift certificates because, you know, they'd rather just shop for themselves. So that's
fine. Exactly. So yeah. So again, this weekend, Black Friday specials at downtown businesses in Portage, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Baraboo, and then don't forget about Small Business Saturday. Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:40 for Calendar Days.
Sounds like a plan.
It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on MaxFM.
Looking for a solid full-time technician job at a trusted vehicle repair shop? Stop into Sullivan's 2 on 8th Street next to the Log Cabin Restaurant in Baraboo and talk to David today. Or feel free to call Sullivan's 2 at 608-356-9282.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Bed of nails, she makes me wait, and I wait without you, with or without you, with or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore, you gave it all but I want more, and I'm waiting for you, with or without you.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:27 on Wednesday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day so far. Thanksgiving right around the corner. Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing. Wait, I'm already hungry. I probably should go have some breakfast first. Here's Level 42, Something About You on Max FM.
Is it so wrong to be human?
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 8:31 on Wednesday morning. Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin has an upcoming event with Culver's in both Baraboo and Sauk Prairie. They will be doing a Culver's Share Night, and they will have volunteers from Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin at both locations, serving food and running food orders between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. on December 3rd. Proceeds will be donated to the Pathway House. Again, Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin, Culver's Share Night, Baraboo and Sauk Prairie, 4 to 8 p.m. on December 3rd. It's a great way to support a great cause and get a great meal. It's More Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
One final day of preparations for the Packers and Dolphins before the two teams hook up in a primetime battle on Thanksgiving night at Lambeau. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. It's a special day for quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're primetime, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up, you know, eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. And, you know, we love these primetime games for sure.
Kick time 7:20 tomorrow night from Lambeau Field. The Bucks won their fifth in a row last night, despite not having Giannis Antetokounmpo in their lineup. Damian Lillard poured in 37 points, dished out 12 assists as the Bucks knocked off the Heat 106-103. Since a 2-8 start, the Bucks have won 7 of 8, improving to 9-9. College basketball on tap tonight: 10th-ranked Marquette hosting Stonehill College in Milwaukee, while the Milwaukee Panthers hit the road to face Central Florida. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few flurries or sprinkles by later this afternoon. Our high 37, tonight 22, tomorrow mostly cloudy 31 with more scattered light snow tomorrow night into Friday. Friday will be colder, partly cloudy with a high of 23. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36 on Wednesday morning. Coming up at 8:40, Emily and I are going to be talking about calendar days, and there are some interesting ones on there. Here is Toto, Hold the Line on Max FM. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:40 on Wednesday morning. It's Thanksgiving Eve, Emily. And, you know, it snuck up on us pretty fast. December's almost here.
Yep, it did. I think there was so much, you know, thought and work and planning and stuff going into last weekend's amazing events in downtown Baraboo, like the Vine Walk and the Holiday Parade, the Lights Parade, I should say, that all of a sudden it was kind of like, wait, oh, we still haven't even done Thanksgiving yet. And all of a sudden now it's here. So I'm trying to switch gears mentally and it's working. This last 2 days have been really, it's been about the food and the planning and the, you know, the different details of what we're going to be able to pull off here tomorrow. So I'm in the spirit and I really want to wish all the listeners out there, wherever you are, if you're listening, you know, tune in radio, whatever community you live in and work in, if you're listening through the app and you're who knows where, just happy Thanksgiving, you know, really take a moment to pat yourself on the back, have gratitude for yourself and all the things that you do in all of your days. It's real good to take a minute sometimes and sit and say, wow, look at all the stuff I did today. And sometimes it's boggling, you know, like, so tomorrow's a day that, yeah, it's going to be busy, but it's also can be a day that you can just really let yourself relax. And I really hope, and I wish that for everyone. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And there's a calendar days thing that's not called Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that in a second.
And if you miss the Downtown Baraboo Light Parade on Friday, you can watch on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, or you can also watch on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and 10 at TV 43 on Thanksgiving Day at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., or 7 p.m. Great way to spend some time with family and watch the Downtown Baraboo Light Parade if you missed it.
That's so much fun. I love that that's being aired again. What a great way to spend, you know, a little bit of time with your family, whoever you're with, to say like, hey, guess, look what we did last weekend. Look what all the people at Baraboo were involved in last weekend. It's just, it was such a special thing to be involved in. I already look forward to next year. And I think it was in the Downtown Baraboo Inc. Facebook page, but there was this really cool kind of like, looked like kind of a drone shot or something from way up down onto the lights and all the people kind of waiting to take off and be part of the parade. So it really gave you this really cool perspective of really how many people are involved and how many vehicles were done up in their fancy lights and showing off. So it was a really neat shot. So I'm looking forward to, I'm waiting till tomorrow to watch the full airing of it because I think it's really special. So yeah,
That drone shot would be amazing. I maybe should put that on my list of things to look for on Black Friday. I think I need a drone now that I know my other supervisor is not around keeping an eye tabs on me that close. I think I need a drone.
Okay, wait. I just want to say quickly, like, I don't want to get lost in the weeds on this, but do you know how to fly a drone?
Not yet.
Okay, so I used to work with quite a few people who do know how to fly drones, and it is not for the faint of heart.
No, it's
not. It is not something to just go out and screw around with. I got a lot of stories, and so do they. So please take lessons, because one of two things will happen. You will press go and get super excited, and it will fly up, and you'll be so excited like a little kid, and then it will be gone. And you will not know where it went, and you will not know how to get it back. That happened to us, and that happened to a couple people I know.
Oh, no.
Two, it will fly up in the air, and you'll be super excited and feel like a little kid, and then it will crash into someone's house. So that did not happen to us, but I've heard some stories. So just, it is more complicated than you think, so it's not just like a remote control car. So please be thoughtful, Dave. Okay, just going to leave it at that.
No, I would do the proper training and certifications and all that when that time comes. So, and today's calendar
and all the things.
So it is turtle adoption day today. Turtles are typically bought without notions of the care involved. So turtle adoption day sets that right. So consider adopting a turtle. It's also...
We did that. It was lovely. But yes, there's a lot more to it. So keep that in mind. Just like flying a drone. It's not just for you.
It's not easy. It is also pins and needles day. So that is something that is kind of fun. And then there's some other great ones in here. Emily, what did you see on this list?
So I want to throw out National Jukebox Day. You guys know that, you know, here on the morning show, Dave and I are both like crazy music fiends.
We are.
So I love a good jukebox. There's some specific establishments near my home that are like famous in the neighborhood for having the best jukebox. And then they went and changed the jukebox action to the digital jukebox. Those of us that grew up with the regular jukebox, not super huge fans of the digital jukebox. And just recently, one of the places switched back to their original jukebox, and we couldn't be happier. So they have got the best stuff on there. So that's fun. I appreciate a jukebox. National Craft Jerky Day. down with that. A little bit of beef jerky is really good. And they've got some cool stuff out there with like spicy stuff in it and just all kinds of things. So go get yourself some beef jerky today. Maybe that should be your snack and just can hold you over until the big meal tomorrow. Yeah, there you go. That's actually, you're going to have to share that story with us. We'll see how that goes. And then National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. That's a great one. Yesterday was International Cake Day. We had a piece of carrot cake together. My family didn't. It was fantastic. I thought of you, Dave, because I know how much you like carrot cake. Yeah, so I have some Bavarian cream pie, and then I'll leave the big one for you.
Yeah, there's the big one, the granddaddy of them all, and I've been waiting to talk about it. It is Drinksgiving, so happy Drinksgiving Day, everyone. Oh, this is celebrated the night before on Thanksgiving. Drinksgiving is the ultimate homecoming celebration. Local bars are packed as adults returning home for Thanksgiving weekend, meet up with friends and family, and catch up over drinks and laughter. It's like the Springsteen song plays out in real life every year. Remember to please drink responsibly and assign someone to be a designated driver. And if your driver is drinking, well, there is Bar Buddies, Lyft, and Uber, and those types of things. So my friendly PSA of the day is please do not drink and drive. Get home safely. Celebrate Thanksgiving with your family and friends. And the other thing is you don't want to have a super bad headache on Thanksgiving Day either.
Right. So be kind to yourself. Have some fun, but be safe. Be kind to yourself. There's one little one on here that I got to throw out there. National Taiwan on Day. They're not talking about drinking. They're talking about putting on an apron and maybe doing some cooking. So that's what we're all about today. Thanksgiving Eve. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there listening. Thank you always for listening to us. We have so much fun in the morning show, and it's because of you. So happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, most definitely. So, Emily, you're actually going to take a well-deserved day off on Friday. You're going to be spending some time with your family this weekend, correct?
Yes. So we are having Thanksgiving here at my house. So we have quite a bit of people coming over, and it's new for us to do this. So just wanted to give myself a little bit of space for hosting and just have a little bit of, you know, rest and rejuvenation time. So thank you for that. I'll miss you all, but I will be back on Monday, and we've got the photo shoot Monday and so much fun stuff. And I'll be in Baraboo Saturday for Small Business Saturday. So looking forward to the market and everything. So I'll be around. So you guys enjoy Thanksgiving. Dave, have a great Thanksgiving. Wendy, have a great Thanksgiving. And everyone, and whatever you do, be safe and be grateful for yourselves and all the ones around you who you love.
Exactly. And I hope you and Rob have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourselves. I did remind Rob when I saw him yesterday that you do have some family commitments. So I did remind him about this. Like, oh, okay. So I'm good. Looking out for you.
Thank you. No, he's going to make the turkey. So we've got some plans. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Yep. I'm making the turkey here as well. I'm getting up early tomorrow morning before daylight to start the smoker up. So I'll be out there bright and early. Okay. So yeah, anyone that's listening and there's smoke coming from my driveway area, nothing is on fire. Well, hopefully not. We are smoking a turkey. Yeah. So I do try to let people know that's happening in the neighborhood as well. So, yep, bright and early tomorrow morning, we'll have the turkey going. Looking forward to that and looking forward to a great Thanksgiving with family. So, Emily, happy Thanksgiving to you, to all of our listeners. Happy Thanksgiving. We will not be on the air tomorrow. Tomorrow is just a music day. I will be back with you 6 a.m. on Friday morning. I have a special guest co-host joining me early Friday morning as well. So she said something about dishing with Dave, but we'll see what happens with that. I don't think we're going to let that happen.
I like it. Do it, Wendy. Take it over.
Yeah, she probably will. So she'll be joining us on Friday as well. So have a great Thanksgiving, Emily. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Epoxy Gurus. Use a Big Deal certificate towards a table, floor, or countertop that is unique and custom designed to match your home's interior. All surfaces are food safe, heat UV, and scratch resistant. And the Epoxy Guru products are 5 times stronger than concrete. When it comes to adding value to your home, look to the truly unique solution in Epoxy Gurus. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I had the radio on, I was driving. Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Running.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
The record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
I'm afraid to wash my hair, 'cause I might have